Chapter 6. José. They continued driving until they came to a house. It was in a valley with tall trees and bushes all around it. There were men outside the house. Each man carried a rifle. Fernando shouted something to one of the men with the rifles. The man waved to another man standing near the front door of the house.
"Get out of the car," Louis said to Tony.
Tony got out of the car with Fernando, Roberto, and Louis.
"Come on, Tony," said Louis. "We're going inside the house. There's someone there you have to meet."
Louis walked in front of Tony, and Tony saw that he was limping quite badly. Tony thought about the bullet that Louis had in his leg, and he felt sorry for him. When they got to the house, they were greeted at the front door by a beautiful young woman. She was tall and slim, with long black hair. She smiled as she took Louis, Roberto, Fernando, and Tony inside the house.
"Nice to see you again, Rosa," said Louis. "You're looking as beautiful as ever."
Suddenly, there was the sound of footsteps. They turned and saw a man standing behind them. With his black hair, blue eyes, and suntanned skin, the man looked very handsome. The man kissed Rosa on her cheek and then pushed her gently away.
"Go swimming, or do something in the kitchen, Rosa. I've got business to talk about with this young man," he said, and smiled at Tony.
The man took Louis, Roberto, Fernando, and Tony into a large room.
"Sit down, everybody. Would you like a drink?" the man asked.
He poured a glass of wine from a bottle that was on a table beside the window and began to drink it.
"You know, we never say no to a drink," smiled Roberto.
The man walked over to Louis and kicked him hard on his bad leg.
"What took you so long to get back here?" he asked Louis angrily. "I told you to get back as soon as possible."
Louis's face went red and he rubbed his leg.
But we came as soon as we could. Honestly, that's right, isn't it, Roberto?"
he said in obvious pain. Roberto nodded.
"That's right. We couldn't get here sooner."
Tony couldn't believe what he had just seen. He wanted to leave, but his legs wouldn't move. He tried to speak, but the words wouldn't come out of his mouth. The man turned to Tony.
"I suppose it was your fault they were late getting back here," he said.
Tony was silent for a moment and then said, "Look, I don't know what's going on here, but I've had enough. I don't know who you are or what you want, but I'm leaving." Tony walked towards the door. The man laughed.
"Macho man, huh?"
he said. He walked up to Tony and put his hand on Tony's shoulder.
"No one walks away from José González, not if they want to live."
Tony looked at the man, and then he laughed.
"So you're cousin José, huh? And where's your little old mother? Is she swimming with Rosa? What an idiot I've been."
Tony stopped laughing. "There never was a job, was there?" he said to José.
"Oh, there's definitely a job," José said. "I don't know what Louis and Roberto said to persuade you to come here, but there certainly is a job for you."
"Whatever the job is, José," Tony said, "I don't want it." José walked slowly to a desk, opened a drawer, and took out a small gun. He pointed it at Tony.
"You've got the job, whether you want it or not," said José. "Unfortunately, the pilot we had before had a bad accident."
He turned to Roberto and smiled.
"Isn't that right, Roberto?"
"That's right, José," said Roberto.
He turned to Tony.
"The last pilot we had tried to take something that belonged to José," he explained.
"And I write the rules here," said José. "When someone breaks the rules, they..."
He kissed the gun and laughed. "I'm not prepared to do what you want me to do, and you can't make me do it," said Tony.
José's face was cruel. "I can make anyone do anything," he shouted.
Then he turned and spoke to Roberto.
"Roberto, take him downstairs and tell Enrique to stay with him. Enrique will know what to do."
José turned back to Tony.
Don't worry. Enrique will take good care of you, he said. Enrique has a way of making people do what I want, if you know what I mean.
Roberto took Tony from the room. They went down the stairs and walked to a room at the far end of a corridor. Roberto opened the door. The room was empty, except for a wooden table and a chair.
You know, Tony, Roberto said, I was just starting to like you. Why did you have to spoil things? You don't want to know Jose when someone doesn't agree with him. He gets angry, very angry, and then anything can happen.
Another man entered the room. He was as big as a mountain, and he smelled and looked dirty.
I've got a job for you, Enrique, Roberto said.
He turned to Tony.
Sorry, Tony, he said, but you have to learn the lesson. You either do what Jose wants you to do, or you end up like that other pilot we used to have. The choice is yours.
Roberto walked to the door. He gave one last look at Tony, and then he left the room.